Hello, Dr. Shah here, and welcome to another episode at Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I'd like to discuss the need for us to just really be our authentic selves, and that if we are true to ourselves, we will attract those that are like ourselves. There was some reading that I've been doing lately about how some people are afraid to grow and change because they think that they will get a smaller circle of friends if they grow and develop, and their friends will either judge them or not like them anymore because they're evolving and changing. And the reality of the situation is that we attract what we need when we need it. That's what I believe. So, for example, if I'm growing and learning, I might find that what was fulfilling in the past may be less fulfilling now. And I think that's really what we want to be able to discover for ourselves and then explain to our children, because often children feel unhappy or afraid if they are losing a friendship or a friendship isn't as fulfilling as it once was. And that could really be explained as we grow, our interest changes. And if we're really okay with ourselves, if we're really true to ourselves and authentic with ourselves, I, as a grown-up, still have some old relationships that are not quite as satisfying as the new relationships that I'm having. I have some old relationships that are completely satisfying, and those relationships, I would say, are true relationships. And the relationships that are less fulfilling are still significant to me, not relationships that I want to give up on, but they are part of my past, and it's nice to have longevity with people, but they're less fulfilling because they are not growing. The relationship itself is not growing in the same direction that I am growing. Sometimes when that happens, we forego relationships. You know, we evolve and we change, and we need to trust that where we are now, we are going to attract just what we need. And so now my relationships are so fulfilling. My relationships that I'm developing now are so fulfilling because I'm more comfortable with myself. I'm no longer in the workplace where I have to maybe prostitute myself to get a certain place or do a certain thing. So I'm only attracting those who have a similar value system as I do. So I know that in all of my friendships, I think across the board, all friendships should just be uplifting. So I just make sure that I attract people who are going to uplift me. I'm committed to uplifting them. They're going to champion me. I champion them. And I don't worry about anything else. I don't worry that I am going to grow in a direction and then people aren't going to like me. I am being authentic and true to myself, and I'm being satisfied by having the desire to grow, and I'm accepting myself, and I'm learning about self-love, and all of those things are helping me feel good about myself and trusting the process and knowing that I'm going to get my needs met as long as I'm being true to myself. And the only time I feel not good about my relationships are when I am not being true to them or to myself. If I'm true to me, then all is good. And I think that if we teach our children to be okay with the transformation of friendships, to know that there are some that are gold and some that are silver and some that are forever and some that are temporary and some that are convenient, it's all good. And if we can learn to accept ourselves and have the gift that knowing when we're reflective, the reflection is going to lead us to where we need to be and where we want to be. So if we have intention of being true to ourselves and paying attention, intention, attention, and reflection are really the key. And I think for you to model for your children and note and mark. I find myself every time I talk to my granddaughter, who's going to be 9 actually this week, I find myself not only am I teaching, but I'm also having so many learning lessons, because when you note and mark it, what I hear from her is, even though she's very sophisticated and really smart and really bright, and she has really good parents and really nice friends, and she's going to a wonderful school, there's confusion. There's confusion because we tend not to note and mark things. And so we either assume that children are learning this and they're supposed to know it, but in fact, they really need to be continually reminded. So when I say something like, I have a friendship that we're no longer as close as we used to be. And my granddaughter knew that friend, and we were like, it was a family friend. And, you know, my daughter went through some transformations in her friendships, and there were some growing pains. And I can say to her, well, you know, that happened with me with our family friend, and it's okay. I still love that person. We're not as close as we used to be. I only wish that person well, and it's really all right. And we can have a little sadness and move on and know that we're, as long as we're being true to ourselves and we're being the best kind of friend we could be to ourselves and to others, all is good. So that's really what I wanted to talk about, the need to be authentic and the need to be true to ourselves. And through that authenticity, we can really start to be fulfilled. And that when we're not true to ourselves, there's no way to be fulfilled. Because if I am not being honest with myself, how can I have honest, healthy relationships with other people? And that lack of honesty comes from a lack of confidence, a lack of self-love. And so being honest comes from having self-love. And that's what it's all about. Having self-love allows me to be myself. So until next time, please feel free to write to me at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com. Thank you and be well.